Hello there. Welcome to this episode of Force Ghost Conversations. This is your host, Anthony King, and this week, I'm going to rant about movie theater etiquette. Before we get started, I'm inviting you to join the conversation with us. We can be found on Twitter and Hive at Force Ghost Pod. You can also follow us on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok just by searching Force Ghost Conversations. Also, please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on your listening site of choice. Plus, Force Ghost Conversations is live on Patreon. If you're a fan of the podcast and would like to consider pledging your support, there will be a link in the episode description for you to check out the various tiers offered. Finally, please be sure to check out our Tee Public store to buy some Force Ghost Conversations merchandise. And without further ado, it's time to gather around the campfire for some Force Ghost Conversations. All right, everybody, welcome back to Force Ghost Conversations. And first off, I hope you enjoyed last week's episode. It was with, of course, Silver, aka Star Wars Thrifting, where we talked about the hobby of thrifting, how she got involved with it, the types of cool things that she collects. I had a blast recording that episode, and I hope that you certainly had a great time listening. And of course, if you didn't listen to that one, go back to our previous episodes and your favorite podcasts catcher of choice, and you'll be able to listen to it. Trust me, you don't want to miss out. That was a really great one. And also, thanks to everybody for kind of sticking with us over this period as the strikes continue. Yes, the WGA has reached a deal, but SAG-AFTRA is still under striking conditions. And with the updated guidelines that they've put out, we, of course, are following those here at Force Ghost Conversations and are doing our best to not talk about struck work that or promoting struck work as such. So thank you for keeping up with us. We've done our best to keep aligned with those guidelines, and we will continue to do that until we get updated guidelines on that front. So thanks again to everybody for participating or continuing to listen to us through this interesting time. Now, I also wanted to note a few things, too. Our first episode last week, or our episode with Silver last week, was our first one in our brand new studio. So I'm trying to figure out the sound here. I hope it sounds good, but I'm going to keep working on that until we have it kind of perfected here. So yes, we have moved into our new home. We are currently now based in Orlando, Florida, or in the greater Orlando area. So literally, we're 20 minutes from Disney World itself at this point. We actually were there this morning, the first time as annual pass holders, which was a wonderful time. We went over to Epcot, rode Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, which was a great time. Did Soarin' Over California for the first time, because they're now having it for a limited time. Over here in the Florida side, I know they have it over in California for a limited time as well. And it was great to be able to experience that over here for the first time. And also just in general for the first time as that California version. It was such a great time, able to smell the various smells of the Soarin' ride. It's just really a great time. So if you get the chance to partake in that, be sure to do that. But we also got to try out some various food and all that stuff because there's certain festivals going on right now, the food festival at Epcot. So definitely got to try out a lot of great food items, something we've been looking forward to for quite some time. And now that we're annual pass holders, I can't wait to go over to Hollywood Studios and to Galaxy's Edge a lot more, as well as the Indiana Jones Stunt Show Spectacular, where I can report more on those important aspects of the stuff that we focus on primarily for this podcast in a more frequent and regular basis based on cool things that are happening over at those places. So stay tuned for more on that front. And now that I'm also moved into our space, you know, maybe we'll do some studio tours and all that stuff. I just got a new batch of video games to come in, action figures I'm ready to unbox. So there's a lot of great stuff coming down the pipeline. So you want to be sure that you're subscribed to our social channels and all that fun stuff as more and more stuff keeps coming out from Force Ghost Conversations over the next couple of weeks and months. So stay tuned for all that. And thanks in advance for sharing the show with your friends and subscribing, all that great stuff. It really goes a long way to grow the show and to make this podcast exactly what I want it to be as we move into this next phase. So this episode is kind of me being a little bit grumpy. It's typically something I don't like to do on this podcast. I like to be positive. I like to usually have a positive angle on things. I don't like to come on here to be negative about stuff. And I'm not really going to be negative on here. I just want to air some frustration I have. And not necessarily with the entire populace, but with just a few people and just some subtle reminders about movie theater etiquette. What we define as movie theater etiquette, right? The concept of how one should act when they go to the movie theater. When you go to your local Regal Cinema or AMC or Alamo Drafthouse, right? Maybe not so much the Alamo Drafthouse because they have very strict rules in place, which I'm very much in favor of. If you've ever been to an Alamo, you know that not only do they have wonderful food and menu items available for purchase from your seat directly that they will bring to you, but they have a very strict no phone policy that they enforce to the nth degree. And if you're late, you're late. You're not getting into that cinema. So those are a lot of features that I very much so like about their setup over there. And maybe they'll bring one down here to Orlando one day and I'll be able to become one of their unlimited members there. But as you may have heard from our previous iteration of this podcast, King Fan Talk, I'm a big fan of Regal Cinemas. This is, of course, isn't a plug for Regal Cinemas overall. I like AMC too. I've had great times there. But Regal Cinemas kind of has my loyalty in my heart at this point. But this isn't about those cinemas and not the workers of the people behind the scenes that put those cinemas together, right? The workers that are getting your popcorn, getting your soda, taking your tickets and all that fun stuff. No, this is more about the everyday person going to the movies and sitting down after buying a ticket, getting maybe having some popcorn and all that stuff and sitting to enjoy the movie that is coming before them. So let me just talk through a couple experiences that I had recently that kind of drove me up a wall a bit. We had just moved down here, of course. We've been here maybe like 2 weeks now or so. A week, 2 weeks? I don't even know. Time's just blurring. Not only am I grumpy, but I'm also a little tired, as you can tell. We've been unboxing a lot of boxes, doing all the stuff, changing over license plates, getting new driver's licenses, signing up for annual passes, hanging a TV against a wall, right? These are the things that you have to do once you move into a place. This is also our first home too. You know, we're trying to figure out how to be homeowners. The Phillies are making me very mad right now too. I'm a baseball fan. I love the Philadelphia Phillies. They've been my team my entire life. And they're also in the National League Championship Series. They're in the pennant hunt right now. And they just lost two in a row to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Not really great losses either. Like, you can't say like they gave it their all effort and then just didn't have it at the end of the day. No, they just really lost it themselves. Mental errors, mistakes, poor pitching, all that stuff, lack of bats, but you really can't blame them last night for putting up five runs and then losing that. So all that fun stuff has been playing in at the same time. So it leads me to be a little bit more grumpy probably than usual. I like being grumpy, so this is a good feeling to have and a good frustration. At least I have a platform by which I can air out some of these frustrations. So we found our local Regal here. We are Regal Unlimited members. We go about once a week. We have a great time. Both Mrs. Forsco's conversations and I, we love going to the cinema and experiencing the new stories that are coming out and staying up to date with all that stuff. Having the Unlimited Pass is really good for us, too, because it allows us to support a variety of films. Maybe we go see a film twice. We don't, you know, if we were paying full freight, maybe we wouldn't be going to certain movies, but it's a great escape. It allows us to get out of the house, out away from the mundane of it all, and to just be a part of the escapism that the movie theater is supposed to be for about 2.5-3 hours before coming back home to all this fun stuff again. So we've been Unlimited members since 2019, since before the pandemic, and then picked up again after movie theaters opened up again, and we've been going pretty religiously ever since. But we've had a couple instances of late that kind of driven me up a wall, inside, a little bit. So, like I said, we found our Regal, we found a great little space where it's at. Got a lot of restaurants around it. We found a great Greek's restaurant close by. We're excited to try a new pizza shop. We also have what we call a K-pot, which is Korean barbecue, and it's also like a Korean hot pot kind of thing, where they have a broth of soup, if you will, and then you get to put a variety of different meats, and you get to cook it inside that broth. Gives it a great flavor, and it's kind of an unlimited eating experience for about 2 hours. It's wonderful. If you ever get a chance, you know, looking for a Korean hot pot, I would 100% say go do it. You're not going to regret it. So we found our space. We found our people, if you will. It's our community now. We're very much big fans of that space. We look forward to being there more often. So we've seen two movies recently there. And in the first one, there were some people there that were having full-blown conversations. The entire movie. It was an hour and a half, hour 45 movie. I don't understand how someone can even speak for an hour and a half, let alone do it while in the middle of a movie where they can clearly see that other people are there and trying to enjoy the movie themselves. I don't get it. How do you do that? Where do you get the audacity to do that, to think that your money means more than someone else's money being spent? I think we're in a fortunate position, my wife and I, that we have an unlimited pass where we aren't necessarily so bothered by it. But you can rest assured, if I was paying full freight to experience this and then someone was talking literally the entire time, I'm not kidding. They were having full-blown deep conversations too. Like, we're talking relationship-defining conversations. Why pick a movie theater to do that? Of all places. Go someplace else. Go to a coffee shop. Go to a restaurant. Stay at home. Frankly, that's wild to me. You spent money. Or if you're an unlimited member of some sort, you spent money to it's part of your plan. You know you're coming frequently to the movies in order to do that. That's wild to me. We had another instance, too, where a gentleman was clearly brought against the will of his significant other to go see a movie that he wanted no part of. And he just pulled his phone out in the middle of the movie every 5 minutes or so, checking sports scores in a full theater, let alone. What are we doing, people? Come on. I think it should be a fair standard minimum that they tell you literally at the beginning of every movie theater that I've been a part of. Please silence your phone. Please turn your phone off. Don't text. Don't check your phone. Just be courteous to others. That's basically the bare minimum rule. Is recognize that there are other people around you. This isn't your home. There are some things that you give up by going to see a movie out. But that's the trade-off that you get is you get to see something in its first run, a brand new film. You get to enjoy it with probably your loved ones, your friends, your acquaintances, and also just generally the people in the room who also are abiding by the same social contract to be quiet, be courteous to others, to not disrupt the theater-going experience, and to just watch the movie together. We're allowed to laugh. We're allowed to cry. We're engaging together as one collective with the art that is being presented to us, the moving pictures on the screen. And as soon as one person breaks that covenant, it can just ruin the entire experience for everybody. So here's just some general ground rules that I think should be commonplace for the movie theater. And I hope that people, you know, call me old fashioned, call me grumpy. I'll take it at this point. That's a badge of honor to me. If I am doing my best to preserve the movie theater going experience, which is something that I'm such a big proponent of. I love going out to see movies that have been beyond the time that I haven't seen them in the cinema because I want that big screen experience. Seeing stuff. It's seeing details that were always there, but just because you've seen them on a smaller screen, or maybe you saw it one time when you were distracted, you were watching other stuff, you were cooking dinner at the same time, a friend was talking to you. You just don't get to see necessarily when, or maybe it's edited. Maybe the film was edited for TV or for TV, for time or for content, etc. You get to see what is the intended version. From the director, from the studio, from all that stuff. So some basic ground rules that I have are, again, don't talk. If you have a conversation, please leave. As soon as you hear someone else talking that's not the movie, that's not even just a simple, like, ha ha ha, or a laugh, or like a friend saying, like, that's nuts, right? Those things are fine. Those are a part of the movie-going experience. But having a full, separate-blown conversation is just no bueno. Don't do it. Just be, again, be kind and courteous to others. Would you want someone else talking in the middle of your presentation? Absolutely not. So let the film present itself to us and be kind and courteous about that. Number two, we got to stop it with the phones. We, as a society, we got to let our collective need to be on our phones or to check stuff. We got to let it go for a few hours. Don't need to check your sports scores. You don't need to check your fantasy team. You don't need to check the, you know, the college football highlight scores of the week. You'll find out afterwards. You don't need to text your buddies about what's going on at the same time. I get it. If you were dragged there, it may not be the most fun experience for you, but you can at least be respectful to others that are there to experience it for themselves. As soon as you do that, you ruin it for other people, and that's not a great time. Not a great time, if you ask me. So just generally, just stay off your phone. Don't text. Don't look up stuff. Don't go on Facebook. Don't just turn your phone backlight screen down. That still can be seen, right? I don't know why people think that that's going to magically change things. And maybe too, here's another thing on top of that when you think about it. If you just stay off your phone and just watch the film that's being presented to you, maybe you'll catch the details instead of having to ask your buddy later on what happened because you were distracted by something else. I don't know how many movies I've been in recently that people have been doing that. Maybe it was a pandemic thing. People are just used to their phones more often as part of our culture. Perhaps it is that people got used to be watching stuff at home and they think that you watch it at home the same way you do at the cinema. No, they are not. They are not the same way. That's, like I mentioned a couple minutes ago, a part of that, you give that up in order to go see something sooner. You don't get to be spoiled by something because you got to see it sooner, but you have to give up some of the comforts of being at home, checking your phone, pausing it, going to the bathroom, right? Without missing stuff. These are just some general things that you just have to give up in order to go see something in the cinema. So also don't take phone calls in the movie theater. That is a big one for me personally. Because we had a guy do that one time. He just kind of just answered his call phone and started having a full separate conversation again. And seriously, just go outside, leave the cinema. Don't do that. Don't do that at all. I've got two more radical ones here that I think should be standard place. In general, don't just keep swapping seats. Stay in your assigned seat. If you're the only people in the movie theater, then you don't need to necessarily sit in your assigned seat, but don't keep hopping around from seat to seat playing seat tag, right? That gets annoying and it takes people out of the experience for sure. And lastly, and this certainly should be, it goes along with, you know, pizza, or sorry, not pizza, but don't staying off your phone, don't call on people, all that fun stuff. Don't order pizza from within the movie theater, unless it's a part of the, like, the ordering experience. Like, for example, like I said, in Alamo Draft House, they have a full menu item of sorts that you can purchase from your seat. They have waiters that go through and they take your orders and all that stuff. Unless you have that, don't call up Papa John's, for example, and have them deliver a pizza to the movie theater. We had a kid do that. A kid that was unsupervised in a certain movie that came out a few years ago or last year, and just literally had a few conversations with them and the security staff and all that, and it just didn't go well. It was kind of an annoying experience overall. It kind of took Mrs. Forsco's conversations and I out of a very important movie that we were trying to watch. So let's just, again, this is the main message to take from here, is to be kind and courteous to others as we go to the movie theater. And guess what? If you can't abide by those basic tenets and principles, in my opinion, then stay home. It's pretty simple and it's pretty easy, if you ask me. You don't need to go. It's a privilege to go to the movie theater, and there are costs to that. Again, like I said, you get to see something in its first run. You get to see something before everybody else. You get to not be spoiled of stuff. But in giving that up, you lose the comforts of being able to talk during something without distracting others. You don't get to text on your phone. You don't get to call people on your phone. You don't get to go on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that. You know, you don't Snapchat in the middle of a movie, just taking a picture of a dark room or something like that. Turn off whatever You know, I don't know why these iPhones come with like those flash things that you can do where like it'll alert you to a text if you get a flash notification. I don't even know why that's a thing, to be honest. I guess I can see why that's a thing, though. That's not that I think about it. But just turn that off when you're in a dark room trying to see a movie. I think that should be just a pretty generalized, accepted standard. And I want movie theaters to succeed. I want the cinema medium to continue, especially as, you know, these actors are fighting for their for better pay, for better working conditions, all that great stuff. I want the cinema to come back even stronger post-pandemic. I've seen a lot of great movies come out since then, and I want to continue that trend. I don't want cinemas to go by the wayside, but I also don't want them to become pens of horseplay, of carelessness, of decay, of decrepit nature. I want them to be houses of art like they are intended to be. And I think with these basic steps and tenets and principles of just basic kindness and being courteous to others, we will go a long way as a society in bringing back this art form and medium. So with that, that is the end of my rant for this week. And again, I thank you all for listening to this episode and for my musings over the last couple of weeks here as we've been getting settled into our new home and space. I really appreciate it. And we'll certainly be back next week with a brand new episode. And I'm pretty sure it'll be something about in the galaxy far, far away. But until then, may the force be with you and take care.